कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन शोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी पीजन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीडी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कौशिक कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। अच्छा वो रख देंगे तो चलेगा। हाँ दे दो। जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। All glories to assembly bodies, all glories to assembly bodies, all glories to assembly bodies, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Rahugana Converses with Jad Bharata, Text 8. Jalan क्वचित् कंटक शर्करांघी नगारुरुक्षुर विमना इवासते पदे पदे व्यांतर वहनिनार्दितः कौटुंबिकः क्रुध्यति वै जनाय चलन क्वचित् कंटको शर्कराङ्घ्रि चलन क्वचित् कंटक शर्कराङ्घ्रि नगारुरुक्षुर्विमना इवास्ते पदे पदेभ्यन्तर्वहि वहनिनार्दिता पदे पदेभ्यन्तर्वहनिनार्दिता कौटुम्बिका क्रुध्यति वै जनाय चलन् क्वचित् कण्टकशर्कराङ्घ्रिर्नगारुरुक्षुर्विमना इवास्ते पदे पदेभ्यन्तर्वनिनार्दिता कौटुम्बिका क्रुध्यति वै जनाय चलन् क्वचित् कण्टकशर्कराङ्घ्रिर्नगारुरुक्षुर्विमना इवास्ते पदे पदेभ्यन्तर्वनिनार्दिता कौटुम्बिका क्रुध्यति वै जनाय Mataji, you would like to say? Chalan kvachit kant kashar karangri Nagar rukshur vimana ivaste Pade pade bhyantarva ninardita कौटुम्बिका क्रोध्यति वै जनाय वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग चलन वॉन्डरिंग क्वचित समटाइम्स कंटक शर्करा पियर्स बाय थॉर्न्स एंड स्मॉल स्टोन्स आंग्री हूज फीट नगा द हिल्स आरुरुक्षु वन डिजायरिंग टू क्लाइंब Vimana, disappointed. Iva, like. Aste, becomes. Pade pade, step by step. Abhyantara, within the abdomen. Vahanina, by the strong fire of appetite. Arditaha, being fatigued and aggrieved. Kautumbikaha, a person living with his family members. Krudhyati, becomes angry. Vai, certainly. Janaya, at the family members. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. जय श्री प्रभु। Sometimes a merchant in the forest wants to climb the hills and mountains, but due to insufficient footwear, his feet are pricked by small stone fragments and by thorns on the mountain. Being pricked by them, he becomes very aggrieved. Sometimes a person who is very attached to his family becomes overwhelmed with hunger, and due to his miserable condition, he becomes furious with his family members. Purport. The ambitious conditioned soul wants to be very happy in this material world with his family, but he is compared to a traveler in the forest who desires to climb a hill full of thorns and small stones. As stated in the previous verse, the happiness derived from society, friendship and love is like a drop of water in the scorching heat of the desert. One may want to become very great and powerful in society, but this is like attempting to climb a hill full of thorns. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur compares one's family to high mountains. Becoming happy in their association is like a hungry man's endeavoring to climb a mountain full of thorns. Almost 99.9% of population is unhappy in family life, despite all the attempts being made to satisfy the family members. In the Western countries, due to satisfaction of the family member, there is actually no family life. There are many cases of divorce, and out of dissatisfaction, the children leave the protection of their parents. Especially in this age of Kali, family life is being reduced. Everyone is becoming self-centered because that is the law of nature. Even if one has sufficient money to maintain a family, the situation is such that no one is happy in family life. Consequently, according to the Varnashram institution, one has to retire from family life in middle age. Panchashodhavam vanam vrajet. One should voluntarily retire from family at the age of 50 and go to Vrindavan or a forest. You have already arrived. This is recommended by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prahlad Maharaj. Bhagavatam 7.5.5. Tat sadhu manne survarya dehinam sada samudvigna dhiyam asadgrihat. Hitvatva patam grihamanda kupam vanam gatoyad dharimashrayeta. There is no benefit in transferring from one forest to another. One must go to the Vrindavan forest and take shelter of Govinda. That will make one happy. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is therefore constructing a Krishna Balaram temple to invite its members as well as outsiders to come and live peacefully in a spiritual atmosphere. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. That will help one become elevated to the transcendental world and return home back to Godhead. Another sentence in this verse is very significant. Kautumbikah krudyati vaya janaya. When one's mind is distressed in so many ways, he satisfies himself by becoming angry with his poor wife and children. The wife and children are naturally dependent on the father, but the father, being unable to maintain the family properly, becomes mentally distressed and therefore chastises the family members unnecessarily. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Achinna Dara Aravina Yashanti Giri Kananam. Being disgusted with family life, one separates from the family by divorce or some other means. If one has to separate, why not separate willingly? Systematic separation is better than forced separation. Forced separation cannot make anyone happy, but by the mutual consent or by the Vedic arrangement, one must separate from his family affairs at a certain age and fully depend on Krishna. This may one's life successful. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हुकम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत् कृपातं मम वंदे श्री गुरुदीनतारणं परमानंद माधव श्री चैतन्य मिश्र हरे कृष्णा सो आई नीड योर ब्लेसिंग्स टू स्पीक And I was unqualified to speak at least on this verse. You can, yeah. But yeah, having lived with, So whatever understanding I have been interacting with devotees, exalted grihasthas like you, so I'll share whatever my understanding on this verse. So I'll start with the story. So once upon a time, a tourist visited a saint in India. And he went to the saint's hermitage and he was astonished to see that this saint's hermitage was just a single room filled with some books. The only furniture was a small table which he used for writing. The tourist asked him, "Hey saint, where is your furniture?" "Where is yours?" replied the sadhu. "Mine? But I am only a visitor here." "So am I," said the sadhu. So I thought this story talks about how we have to engage with this world. And that's what I understood, that that's what Prabhupada is trying to refer, and that's what is the import of Jad Bharat talk, having this conversation with Rahuvana. All these verses will be explained in next chapter, what these symbolically mean. But that's how that even, whether it's whichever ashram, you have to learn how to engage with it and come out of the world. And that's what they are trying to present. Because spiritual practice or spiritual life is discovered only beyond immediate perception. That's what that's what somebody would initially see, oh, this grihastha life could be, an attachment, a hurdle. So because this spiritual discoveries, lie between a subtle space which lies between acceptance and rejectance. There is something here, something not here, something that is beyond our eye. So just the physical appearance or physical engagement cannot define. So whether married life, good or bad, there is no black and white. How you engage with it? What is your perspective? Whether is it an assistance or a hurdle for you? You heard of Socrates? So Socrates believed that a wise person should always live a frugal life. He should have he also propagated that you should be a nishkinchana, not have anything. So far that he would even refuse to wear shoes, Socrates. Yet he would constantly visit the markets. He'll go to the markets and he would go there often to look at the great variety and magnificence of the stuff, of the wares that were on the display. And a friend once so intrigued asked him that, "Socrates, what allures you to go to the market?" He said, "I love to go there." You know why? "To discover how many things I am perfectly happy without." So this is the approach we have to develop. And that's why Kunti Maharani says that Janmeshwarya Shruti Shri Bhir Edamana Madapuman Ne Bhartim Abhidhatumve Tvam Makinchana Gochram. People have these things, but who are on the progressive path of Janmeshwarya Shruti Shri Bhir, that who just constantly want to grow that in life. You may have that and you can use that in Krishna service. So these people are not in the perspective of Krishna. They are out.
So material possessions, any material engagement are not bad in themselves. But we have to examine that how these material realities that we possess, they tend also to possess us. So whether we possess them or we are possessed by them, that's what we have to see. The more we have, the more we want. And the more we want, the more we are possessed by our possessions. So same is, we have to examine our lives. It could happen in any ashrama. So spiritual reality, spiritual discovery is, it cannot be possessed. It is revealed by living our lives consciously. So whether you're in married life or brahmachari life, we have to see that there is no disconnect between our heart and brains, that we live a life outside and in our heart there is something else. So generally we practice by brain. You know, even when we learn these spiritual truths, we would say, we'll assess everything, we'll examine, evaluate. Sometimes we say, na, somebody ye to transcendental hai, aur ye bahut intelligent hai. But there is a subtle space between both. So Srila Prabhupada is discussing the perils of family life as mentioned by Jad Bharat here. So Srila Prabhupada is indicating what could probably go wrong. But this system is given by Krishna, and follow it is respecting Krishna and respecting the humanity which we have received. Lord Krishna told Arjun in Bhagavad Gita, Sudurdarsham idam rupam drishtavanasi yanmama devapya asya rupaya nityam darshana kankshina. That this Satchidanand two-armed human-like form of mind which you are seeing is very, very rarely seen. Even the demigods constantly aspire for a glimpse of this form. And this is the form that we are made in. We are not Chaturbhuj, we are made in this form. And it's not about the two arms and the legs and all. This image that we have received like Krishna not only includes physical, but spiritual, emotional, intellectual and social dimension. You see how Krishna lives in Vrindavan? He engages in all the five rasas, more than we speak primarily five rasas. He engages with his friends, he engages with his parents, he engages with lovers, he engages with his in dasya bhav, he engages in the shantaras, giving pleasure to everyone. Similarly, the construct that we have received is similar, and if we try to escape it, it could have its consequences. So see, let's see what Prabhupada says about marriage in other places. In Bhagavad Gita 18.5, yagya dana tapa karma na tyajyam karyameva tat yagyodanam tapascheva pavanani manishinam. Acts of sacrifice, charity and penance are not to be given up, they must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity and penance purify even the great souls. So this talks about three things: sacrifice, charity and penance. And Prabhupada in the purport says, Vivaha Yagya, the marriage ceremony is meant to regulate the human mind so that it may become peaceful for spiritual advancement. For most men, this Vivaha Yagya should be encouraged even by persons in renounced order of life. But he says that sannyasis should never associate with women, but that does not mean that one who is in the lower stage of life, a young man, should not accept a wife in the marriage ceremony. All prescribed sacrifices are meant for achieving the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada is specifying that how marriage, he is saying Vivaha Yagya, how this is also meant for achieving the Supreme Lord. And later in one of the morning walk in Bombay, April 12, 1974, Prabhupada says, the same thing, that if a girl is married to the husband, she must be always engaged in the service of the husband. That will be appreciated. If she says, sir, now we are married, you go home and I remain at home. There will be no prayojana siddhi. The real purpose is to get children. Putrarthe kriyate bharya. So if the husband and wife simply love within the mind and there is no action, there is no prayojana siddhi. We should be practical and not simply theoretical. So love between two persons, there must be exchange of loving feelings. These are the exchange of loving feelings. Unless the exchange of loving feelings are there, that is not love, that is theoretical, that is not practical. And another place it says, the purpose of marriage is to make the mind peaceful for spiritual life. A peaceful marriage is much more likely when both the man and woman work with their natural differences. Work with their natural differences. You have a regulated life so that senses don't run hither and thither. So, thus when the mind and emotions are addressed in this way, they can be directed towards Krishna. So, the idea that I am briefly now discussing is that the purpose of this system of marriage is to make you emotionally mature. Some people can probably do it other way, or this doesn't suffer a lot of them. It helps them to become emotionally mature. And if you are not emotionally mature, you will not be spiritually mature. The same vacuum you will create, the same problems you will experience. So what are the some symptoms that we can see if somebody is not emotionally healthy, is not practicing an emotionally healthy spirituality? They may use Krishna to run from Krishna. On the pretext of Krishna, some things you may, I intend to do Krishna's work to satisfy me and not him. We may choose things which satisfy me and I don't bother if Krishna is satisfied. That's why Brahma ji prayed in his prayers before creation. Esha prapanna varado ramayatma shaktya yad yad karishyati grahit gunavatara tasmin savikrama iddham sryajato picheto yunjit karma shamalam chayatha vijayam. He says, O Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead is always the benefactor of surrendered soul. His activities are always enacted through his internal potency Rama, the goddess of fortune. I pray only to engage in his service in the creation of the material world, and I pray that I not be materially affected by my work, for thus I may be able to give up the false prestige of being the creator. So Lord Brahma is praying to be free of the ego of being creator. So we have to see when we do activities in spiritual life or wherever, any projects, any service, do I carry this ego that I have done it, I have created it? So he is praying, and that's why I was saying that we choose Krishna's service to satisfy me or to Krishna. Doing things in Krishna's name, he never asked me to do. Prabhupada says, in 11th kind of the disciples of Prabhupada, that if in the name of Krishna consciousness one gives a preaching and instead becomes interested simply in collecting funds for maintenance, he is showing a type of envy of other living entities. This is a symptom of third class platform. So sahajiyas, they use Krishna's name, they use on the pretext of Krishna to illicit relationships in the name of Krishna. Once one Prabhupada disciple wrote to him for distributing Krishna's paintings, where all were with gopis, and Prabhupada replied to him that no, don't distribute these, people everywhere see man and women connection. They will see Krishna's picture with gopis and they will find these illicit relationships proper. There was a couple who were guests who met one of the brahmacharis, and he spoke to them that, oh wow, very nice you come. He said, yeah, we like to come here because our life is very similar to Radha Krishna. He said, how? He said, she is married with somebody else, I am married with somebody else, but we come here and together, So it's so similar to them. So this is how people connect. So this is how you somebody may use. Another symptom of emotionally unhealthy spirituality is we may exhibit Vaishnava behavior so that people think well of me. You know, others think, okay, I am so wonderful. Exhibit some behavior very artificially. We use our scriptural truths to devalue others. I know somebody, one devotee told to another, a guest who was visit temple, they invited him to home. He went, and when they offered a bottle of water, which was bought from market pack, he said, no, if I'll drink water from your home, my bhakti will spoil. So that's what he wanted to tell to go to their home. You know, he could have, if you agreed to come, then, you know, when we use, so this person's heart is broken that you're telling me that you will get contaminated by drinking water from my home. So how we deal, how do we demean others, you know, or sometimes even exaggerate our accomplishments for Krishna to subtly compete with others, you know. I remember once Premlila Mataji asked Radhanath Maharaj this question. You remember you asked in Sunday feast that how in order to please your guru you compete, and Maharaj answered that you have to be like salt. So we have to see how we deal with other devotees. You know, we in what mood we are engaging with them. So these are some things. Also, we may ignore our anger, sadness and fear, ours and others as well. We may ignore our anger, sadness and fears, plus we'll ignore others also. We may say, you okay, useless, you know, just chant, and you know. So it is for contemplation, that what is still creating anger in me, what is still creating sadness, why I'm still fearful. That means I have not taken shelter. That means my emotions are not being directed. And similarly also with others, if somebody expresses, maybe if we cannot give an ear or a shoulder, we may connect him to somebody and help him discover and be comfortable with the practice of Krishna. Somebody called me yesterday who comes in our program in Thane, and she said that I go to this other program and they very strongly tell me, you cannot wear this, you cannot do this, I don't eat onion garlic, but instead if you have to stop your husband eating that. And she's saying, I am not yet ready, I don't know how to participate now. So it is because we have to then engage with them in a dialogue and understand where are they. So when she personally accepted, I am not yet ready to be, I find my connection with Krishna from childhood, but I need some more time. And I yet want to come to your center, listen to class, and not the disengage. If these are the conditions that, you know, I know how to dress respectfully, but it needs to be articulated well. We may give up wrong things, but we may also look down at other aspects. You know, somebody wants some creativity in their life, there is some friendship. We may encourage people to give up everything, that everything is mundane. Just do chanting, hearing, but we see how we can engage all the aspects of life in Krishna service. That's how we should encourage people that, okay, so Vrajlila Mataji was once sharing with me that in their community there was a person who was very troubled, and then when they discussed, he said, I am an athlete, I need to play. So then they create a facility that he can teach community children, you know, some form of martial art or some form. He may engage, and that's his emotions were taken care in that way, because he was also feeling, oh, this is wrong, how can I now continue with my sports? Another aspect is, our lives we may compartmentalize in secular and sacred. Monday to Friday is not bhakti, but weekend, okay, I go to Sunday feast, I am with devotees, so that is bhakti. But rather the idea is to see that how we can see every day going to office, everyday life is sacred, it is connected to Krishna, so that compartmentalization can offer. We may do lot of services, but it can become doing for Krishna rather than being with Krishna. Same thing, we are outside, how people, they just keep doing. And so when even here, and that I was observing for myself, that you know, why sitting for long and chanting and just reading, where you experience, I would keep trying find out where something I can do physically, you know. So whether it is coming for being with Krishna or my tendency to doing something, you know, it is, we in English also, we are called as human beings, not human doings. So is it whether life is about doing for Krishna or being for Krishna? So, and some tendencies can develop in us, which are like, you know, saying one thing on the face, but then something on the back, making promises, not keeping them, blaming devotees, attacking devotees, becoming sarcastic. Also, we are not able to accept another aspect of, if we are not emotionally mature, we cover our brokenness, our weaknesses and our failure. Let's look at Bhagavatam. From the beginning, it's about personalities who do not cover them, rather they share it. Our legends in the Bhagavatam, none of them hid their mistakes. Parikshit Maharaj begins with, it is mentioned that he has qualities of all the Pandavas and the Krishna. There is a list of his glorious characteristics. And that king put a dead snake around a sage who is in meditation because he did not offer him water. But it is, he saw it very humbly. He accepted the curse and went ahead to perfect his life in the last 7 days. Kunti Maharani's life, we can see how very young age she became a mother, so much difficulties, and yet she is asking for Krishna for more difficulties, rather more remembrance of Krishna. We can see Bhishma Dev, he did not support Draupadi in the, you know, the assembly. He fought from the side of Kauravas, yet he is presented as one of the greatest devotees of Lord Krishna. Dhruva went out on his spiritual journey for taking revenge, for, you know, getting a kingdom greater than his great grandfather Brahma, because his father did not made him sit on his lap. Everything is shared about these personalities. Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed by Mother Parvati. So many episodes are related to Indra, where he did something. He has accepted being that in that role, where is he used for comparison and showing that, you know, how the bhakti has to be practiced. 24 gurus are presented. Pingala is a prostitute and she is being presented as one of the gurus. Gajendra has the body of the elephant as a result of a curse. And so important are Sampradaya Acharya Brahmaji. He could have instructed Narada, hey, remove those episodes from Bhagavatam. It mentioned that I ran after my daughter Saraswati. And it mentioned that I could not recognize Krishna and I stole all his calves and gopas. So how, what will people think in the later ages? No, he could have, so he that edit these chapters. When today people write their history, they edit all this. They present only good things. So all the characters in Bhagavatam, they are actually presenting their brokenness, weakness and failure, and how with the, in that situation they took shelter of Krishna. So even in our lives, do we hide that, or it's not that we have to make a poster and put it, but do we accept, are we aware that we are going through this and we have to take, and we take shelter of a devotee and his guidance and take shelter of Krishna. Another aspect could be where people suffer from the God syndrome, the Ishwar bhav. You know, like Krishna, we offer everyone everything. We commit lot of things, but not able to deliver. We do not accept that I have limitations. I can say no because I have to take care of my practice of bhakti. You know, sometimes because Krishna says yes for everyone, I can also say. And another could be where we judge another people's spiritual journey. You know, we judge other people's spiritual life. We still have labels, you know, that they're Western devotees, they're Indian devotees, these musicians, you know, these preachers, you know how preachers are like, these teachers or the managers. We still have these subtle categorizations in our mind. So, but with this I was trying to discuss that how the purpose of institution of marriage is that people become emotionally mature and they can practice a very healthy spiritual life. And yet whichever ashram, these are the symptoms that can appear which say that somebody is emotionally disconnected, and that's when the problems appear in their spiritual life also. So in all, any ashrama, whether marriage or the grihastha ashram or brahmacharya ashram, is like a trellis. You know, trellis for money plants, you have seen a rod is kept. So trellis is a tool that enables a grapevine to get off the ground and grow upward. In the same way, a marriage or any ashram is a trellis that helps us abide in Krishna, make our bhakti lata get support and grow upwards. Not that we are stuck, you know, like this Subhashit says, the honeybee. It says, Tajedekam kulasyarthe, gramasyarthe kulam tajet. That the honeybee, so the honeybee, he feels that she stays in the lotus. Because she feels that tomorrow the sun will rise and the lotus will bloom and I will get out. But what the elephant does, it takes away the lotus. So she dies inside. So rather, we have to have this mood which is Tyajadekam kulasyarthe, gramasyarthe kulam tajet, gramam janapadasyarthe, atmartha pritvim tajet. That any ashram, any form, any assistant that we like, this shloka says that we forsake a member to save a family. We leave a family to save a village. We reject a village to save a country and give up the whole earth for the sake of the self. So with that mood, we can take up any ashram that ultimately we have to give up all this and finally surrender to Lord Krishna. So this was my understand on this aspect of this shloka, which talks about marriage life. So I'll just quickly say, we discussed how discussed that how we have to engage with anything in this world so that ultimately we get connect to Krishna. So I discussed how material possessions are not bad in themselves, but how we engage with them. And then I discussed that how we have received this form which is like Krishna, not only physically but in all the aspects, emotionally, intellectually, socially, how Krishna engages in Vrindavan. Similarly, we have so many aspects in our life. And then how Prabhupada compares his viva or marriage to a yajna. And yajna or this marriage institution or any institution is to make us emotionally mature. So that our spiritual life is emotionally mature. And if we do not, I discuss some symptoms which can appear in our spiritual life, which say we are disconnected from Krishna. And I ended with how marriage life is like a trellis, like a tool that enables a grapevine to move upward, similarly to move our Bhakti Lata to give support. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes. No, no, not bee is Krishna. I was giving example that there is a Subhashit Shlok which says the bee is in the lotus. Being with Krishna. Chacha. You have to? Yeah, so this is about the feeling that you are being, you are when you are serving, when you are handling your kitchen activities, you are with Krishna. So I am saying no, so you it, don't take it literally. It means that are we aware that I am, okay, in, say, I say in your language, am I doing it for Krishna? Or I am just doing it? There are two things. I am just doing it because I like it and I want to do something. But are we Krishna conscious while doing that? That is the aspect that is important. Because you may end up doing then 10, 15, 20, 30 years and then you still feel I have not feel a connection for Krishna. So whatever you do, it gives you more feelings when you chant, when you see like that South Indian Brahmana. Just by reading Bhagavad Gita, he would have tears in his eyes. He could see Krishna. So that is the aspect that are you present there, what you are doing, when you are doing. Or it is like, because I can do it, we all are capable, body is working, I have a skill set, intelligence, I can do it. So that is the aspect. So are you with Krishna or no? That means in your consciousness you experience presence of Krishna. So by contemplation, evaluation, Prabhuji, you were saying you can, if anything you cannot measure, you cannot improve. So you know, like, you cannot measure it, but say when a day ends, when you are going to sleep, you can observe, sit, and okay, what all I did whole day, did I remember Krishna while doing that? So we may not be doing that all the time today, but as we practice this, this consciousness will grow. So that's what I meant to say, that being with Krishna and just, so that human doing aspect, like how people are doing outside. They don't know what is the ultimate end of it. We go to office, we do work, we come back home, we sleep again, go to office, okay, weekend we go to vacation, okay. Then, okay. So when they come, you meet a lot of people here, they say, okay, I don't know, we have everything, sab hai, ghar hai, paisa hai, bacche bhi hai, par pata nahi, khush nahi hai. To hai, sab hai, mandir hai, seva hai, par Krishna se connection nahi hai. So this is a personal, this thing, we cannot say this for anyone else. We can just evaluate for ourselves. So these are reflections that I am sharing. Okay, this is what I have, not for any of you, but okay. That okay, why it could be difficult, you know, some later when we are not conscious. That answers your question. That how exactly it, yes, means I am not okay. Prabhuji's question is, okay, when you're doing something, so you do it with that, okay, I'm doing it for Krishna, like every moment, that's what you're asking, right? That every moment you remember. Yeah, probably. So I have not experienced that state, but I know theoretically. For example, you are saying, well, you're cutting sabji. Okay, so you're cooking for Krishna. So you enter with the mood. So we have ways, you know, you do dandvat. How you say, I am servant of Krishna, you enter kitchen. But now you have to be present while cutting bopla, okay, is it of this proper size? And when you're putting the chonk, it is jal to nahi gaya, it is properly cooked. But you have begun the service with the idea that it is for Krishna. In your mind, you know that we are, lot of times we are simultaneously aware of more than one things. We can be, you know. So I know I am cooking and I have to cook in this way, but I know this is bhoga. So in the, I think it's a practice more of a, you know, you have to do the service properly, that you have to cut it, cook it properly, but you are aware also that this is for you're doing it for Krishna. Yeah, not so other way will be to prove that, oh, I am such a wonderful cook. What is your consciousness, you know? What is my consciousness? Okay, to cook wonderfully or to cook wonderfully for Krishna. So that addition has to be there. So I think it's more, we know how we can do it, but that consciousness remains, you know, you do not forget that. I think I probably... Yeah, so now see, you know that, you are aware. So that will go away. This will, the non-Krishna conscious part will reduce, and so sometimes we are not aware only. If that awareness increases, that, this is what is mananam is, you know, we before sleeping or sometime we do meditate, what did I do, how was my consciousness, can I improve this next time, you know, what tools I can take, you know, what can I, you know, you have somebody around you who reminds you, you know, or maybe you are with people who, because you are very senior, they may not remind you, so, but with this little contemplation, it can, you know, it can increase. So there is no magical formula, but that's why we doing this Vedi Sadhana Bhakti, you know, that we have to go through this practice of we have to smaranam, yeah, we do this before sleeping, while we wake up, do some, you know, we all have our ways, you know. I do started some morning journaling where we don't stop our hand, so a lot of things I discovered, and which we do, I do not know about myself, how I behave, how what I feel, how I act. So that made accept, okay, this is what I can improve. Thank you. I'll end it here. Hare Krishna, Granthra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.
Thank you.